God promises success. In several places throughout the Old Testament and the New Testament, there is a promise from God of success, but there are some contingencies. So in this three-part series, we are going to look at what we need to do. First of all, what those promises are and what we need to do to make sure that we get them fulfilled. So make sure to download and subscribe and share so that you get all of the episodes and can share them with your other faithful entrepreneur friends. You can also download a free wallpaper graphic of the verses that we're going to be looking at to just keep it as a constant reminder of the promises of God. So welcome to the Faith-Filled Entrepreneur podcast and video stream. As you know, you can now catch us on YouTube at the Faith-Filled Entrepreneur, where you will find all of the podcasts in video form and a few additional things. Our mission at the Faith-Filled Entrepreneur is to walk you through entrepreneurship in faith and step into the full purpose that God has for you and your business. We want to help you align your mind and your business biblically. We want you to take God-sized steps of obedience in faith because we know that He blesses faith, and we want to cover your business in prayer. My name is Jen Kleiber, founder of The Faith-Filled Entrepreneur and your host on this ongoing conversation about faith and business. So friend, if you are a faith-filled entrepreneur, or if you are planning on starting your own business, you have come to the right place. So let's dig in. So I love the character of God as it is displayed in the Old Testament. Although there has always been a mystery to God, and there will always be a mystery to God, I think we get this the privilege of seeing Him in a really straightforward way in the Old Testament. In so many examples in the Old Testament, He is super clear about what His expectations are. He blesses those that follow those expectations. He punishes those that don't follow His expectation. But even for those who don't follow His expectations and that He punishes, He's always there with open arms, waiting to call them back, trying to draw them back in to a relationship with Him. And I just think it's such a beautiful, for a lack of better word, almost simple picture of God just wanting a relationship with us. So in the next few episodes, we are going to be focused on a really cool passage out of Leviticus, focused on the promise of God to take care of His people. I think you're really going to love this. Before we read this scripture, I want to give you a little background context onto what's going on here. So Leviticus was written by Moses as kind of a guidebook for the priests and also for the Israelites as to what worship, what sacrifice, what it meant to live a holy life in front of God. So it's actually very helpful, even though it maybe is a book that we don't dive into too much. So the Israelites had just come out of Egypt. It had been very dramatic, very traumatic, right? Their escape from the Egyptians. And now they're camping out at the foot of Mount Sinai. And this is a time for them to rest. They're going to end up being here for 2 years. This is a time for Moses to teach them, for them to learn what it is they need to learn in order to continue to go into the promised land and to live a life that God wants them to live, right? Now, I always have to remember that the poor Israelites did not have the Holy Spirit, right? So while it's awesome how clearly God spoke to Moses, He was not speaking to all of the Israelites. So Moses had to get the information from God, basically, and then push it out to the Israelites. And so that is what the book of Leviticus is. So in other words, Moses' words were super important, right? And we should listen to them. The Israelites should have listened to them. And so that's where we are. So there's a little background. I can only imagine that Moses knew his people and he knew that it was going to be a struggle. They were going to be on the struggle bus. And so he wanted to be very clear in the directions that he was giving them. So let me pray over you. Let me pray over this series before we jump into the scripture. Heavenly Father, Lord, you are so holy, and let us never forget that. Let us always remember to be holy, to strive for that, Lord. But thank you for your grace when we are not. Thank you for always having open arms for us. Lord, I pray that if there is anything in my life, in the life of anybody who is watching or listening to this, that is keeping us from your promises, Lord, bring that to mind and help us put it behind us, because we are available. We want to be led by the Holy Spirit, and we want to step fully into the promises that you have made for us. We love you, Lord. Thank you for loving us. In Jesus' name, amen. Okay. So I'm going to start by reading the verses that we're going to be looking at for the next three episodes. This is out of Leviticus 26, 1 through 13. So let's start with 26, verse 1. Do not make idols or set up carved images or sacred pillars or sculptured stones in your land so you may worship them. I am the Lord your God. You must keep my Sabbath days of rest and show reverence for my sanctuary. I am the Lord. Verse 3. If you follow my decrees and are careful to obey my commands, I will send you the seasonal rains. The land will then yield its crops, and the trees of the field will produce their fruit. Your threshing season will overlap with the grape harvest, and your grape harvest will overlap with the season of planting grain. You will eat your fill and live securely in your own land. Verse 6. I will give you peace in the land, and you will be able to sleep with no cause for fear. I will rid the land of wild animals and keep your enemies out of this land. In fact, you will chase down your enemies and slaughter them with your swords. Five of you will chase 100, and 100 of you will chase 10,000. All of your enemies will fall beneath your sword. Verse 9. I will look favorably upon you, making you fertile and multiplying your people, and I will fulfill my covenant with you. You will have such a surplus of crops that you will need to clear out the old grain to make room for the new harvest. I will live among you, and I will not despise you. I will walk among you, and I will be your God, and you will be my people. I am the Lord your God who brought you out of this land of Egypt so you would no longer be their slaves. I broke the yoke of slavery from your neck so you can walk with your head held high. Isn't that so good? Okay, so for this episode, we are really only going to look at a couple of verses, verses 4 and 5. I will send you the seasonal rains. The land will then yield its crops, and the trees of the field will produce their fruit. Your threshing season will overlap the grape harvest, and your grape harvest will overlap with the season of planting grain. You will eat your fill and live securely in the land. So there's three main things that I want us to focus on in this passage. Okay, number one, God brings the success. Who brought the seasonal rains? Who caused the land to yield its crop? Who caused the trees to bear fruit? God. The success did not depend on the skill level of the Israelites. The success depended on the seasonal rains, which God promised. The Israelites' job was to harvest what God produced. Friend, as a faith-filled entrepreneur, I cannot emphasize enough that God is sovereign and he is in control of your life and your business. We are not going to go in to what God asked of the Israelites ahead of time. We read it, but we're not going to talk about that right now. We're going to talk about that in part 3. But right now, whatever it is that is stressing you out in your business, as a faith-filled entrepreneur, I want you to take a deep breath. I want you to inhale this truth that God is in control. And then I want to exhale everything that is stressing you out in your business. Okay? Exhale any pressure that you're putting on yourself, any skill that you don't have. Just exhale that all out. Okay? Number two, there is overlap. There is abundance. Although God is obviously straightforward in his expectations that his people rest, he also promised enough harvest, right? Which the way I kind of look at that is like work and blessing mixed, right? So the harvest would be your coaching clients. The harvest would be your product sales, your digital course sales, whatever it is that you're doing. He promised enough harvest to overlap the seasons. In fact, in verse 10, I want to read that to you. It says, you will have such a surplus of crops that you will need to clear out the old grain to make room for the new harvest. This is something that the Lord is really putting on me right now. Friend, are you ready for overlap? Are you ready for abundance? Do you have one foot in and one foot out? Do you have old grain that you need to let go of? Is God calling you into a place of more impact that's going to cause you to have to step into something new, but you've got to let go of the old? Are you holding tightly onto something that is making you comfortable? We cannot pray for success, but then hold on to things or ideas that are holding us back. Remember, God can do infinitely more than we ask or think, right? Ephesians 3:20. So is there anything old that you need to let go of so that God can do infinitely more? Are there old thoughts? Are there old habits? Are there old relationships? Are there old seasons, right? Maybe there was something that you were working on that was great for a season, but that season has passed and God is calling you into something new and you're just holding on to the old, right? If you're not sure, if God is kind of putting a prompting on your heart and mind right now as you're listening to this, I want you to stop, pause this, stop, and just ask him to reveal that to you, okay? Because friend, he wants to move you ahead. So if there's anything you got to let go of, pray about that right now, okay? And then number three, the third thing I want us to focus on, the people have their needs met and they live in security. Right now, if you have food on your table, or in your fridge, or in your pantry, I want you to thank him. If you have a home, if you have shelter, I want you to thank him. If your bills are paid or can be paid, I want you to thank him. If you were able to go on a trip or a vacation this past year, I want you to thank him. If your children have clothes, I want you to thank him, okay? Whether you met your last profit goal or your last launch goal or your last sales goal, right? That's not what we're talking about. Did he meet your needs? Did he provide, right? We've got to thank him. We've got to thank him. Philippians 4:6 says, don't worry about anything. Pray about everything. Tell God what you need and thank him for what he has done. I don't know about you, but sometimes I can spend way too much time telling him about what I think I need. And here's the thing, friend, he already knows, right? John tells us he already knows what we need. So let's thank him for what he's doing. Recognize the blessing that he's given us. This can be a tough pill to swallow sometimes, but we have to lean into the fact that Jesus gives us life and gives it abundantly. And so sometimes we have to let go of that expectation of what we think, right? Let go of the comparison of another entrepreneur. Let go of the comparison of a friend or a neighbor or the Joneses, because we are running our own race. We are on the journey that God designed for us, right? So if he has blessed you, if he has provided for you, I'm going to really encourage you to take a break right now, and instead of focusing on what hasn't been done, let's focus on the blessings that he's already given us. You may have wanted 40 people in your membership, right? And you prayed for that, but the Lord sees the bigger journey. He sees the bigger impact. So maybe you only got 15 people in your membership, but maybe those are the 15 people that he ordained for you. He wants you to pour into those 15 people, and he's working something out in the journey, maybe with one of those people, or maybe something that's totally separate that if you had 40 people, you would have missed, right? We have a tendency to look at that as a failure because we set expectations that we didn't meet. But my question to you is he providing for you on the back end? So maybe you got 15 people, maybe he provided for you in a completely different way, right? We just have to be open. We have to be willing and available to look at the blessings around us. Friend, keep harvesting the crop that God is bringing to you. let go of expectations and lean into his love and his guidance and trust that you will eat your fill and live securely in your own land. This is a beautiful promise, friend. My hope for you is that this passage of scriptures gives you some relief that it did for me, right? Remember that inhale and that exhale? That God is the creator of my success, not me. It's not reliant on my skill. It's not reliant on my marketing. It's not reliant on me to say the exact right thing. He is a God of abundance and he is a God of overlap. So I need to let go of my worry of an unknown future. I need to rest in the fact that God is for me and that he wants to take care of me and my family. He wants to use me to have an impact for the kingdom. Friend, thanks for being here with me today. Again, I hope that this gave you some encouragement. If you want to download the wallpaper for those verses that I just read out of Leviticus so that can be a constant reminder for you, if you're watching this on YouTube, it's going to be in the description. You can click there or you can go to jenkliber.com/wallpaper and you can download it there. So if you're listening to this on the podcast, just a quick reminder again that we are on YouTube at The Faith-Filled Entrepreneur. All of the podcast episodes are there. And we also have a few additional videos for you there, including the 4-part series, Why We Need It and How We Read It, which is going to help you just dive into the Word all by yourself, right? And along with that, we have the free Bible Study Strategies Guide too. So again, you can check that out on YouTube at The Faithful Entrepreneur. The links are below. Next week, we're going to continue to talk about the amazing promises that God gives his people here and that he gives us. So tune in, make sure you subscribe and download.